Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 49, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Boom, 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 boom. I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want a Jack O'B. That was courtesy of Hannah Solstice, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Now let me welcome everybody to O'Brien Miles' guest. It's like Kings, that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. Podcast hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Jack some earbuds for your lobes, hoes and ears at the desk.
Wow, that was a Dr. Dre.
That was me doing that Dr. Dre. Yeah, hell yeah.
You never lost?
You know, I never did. And that's from Johnny Pompey, at Johnny Pompey, for that AKA. Weren't we just talking about Mount Vesuvius?
Mount Vesuvius? Yeah, we were. We were talking about that tweet because there was a picture of, like, somebody with their ass up, but they were, like, covered in gray makeup.
Oh,
and they
right.
were like, if there was a volcanic eruption today, this is what they would find of us. And someone was like, yeah, but Mount Vesuvius was fucked up, too.
Right.
Like, Mount Vesuvius had all sorts of, like, weird, dirty jokes and shit.
All I remember as a kid, I was so traumatized when, like, there were, like, the ashen remains of, like, families holding each other.
Yeah.
Like, they showed me that when, like, in kindergarten or, like, first grade for history. I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah. Just the terror.
Yeah.
Grow up, children.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This could be you and your family clutching each other.
See that mountain? It's not a mountain.
Yeah. That mountain wants to kill you.
Whoa. Taking time bomb.
That voice you hear is the voice of one of the funniest stand-up comedians working and one of the great all-time Zeitgeist guests. We're thrilled to have Billy Wayne Davis.
Hey.
Hey.
I never know when I can and can't come in.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome to come
I think
in
that's the thing with, like, people who do a lot of podcasts. Their format is more structured. Like, okay, and then we're going to talk for about 5 minutes, and then we'll bring you in.
Yes.
Where here, you know how, you know,
well,
how
that's,
we
and
get
then
down
I already
here.
Talked, like, about your Dr. Dre thing, so I was like, I don't know if I fucked that up, but.
Nah. Like, all right, you know what? From the top, Nick.
But I felt compelled.
Here we go. We're also joined by my dog, Finn, in the studio.
Yes.
If you hear what sounds like someone snoring while awake, that is my dog.
Yeah.
He does not breathe so good. Billy, what'd you say about him? He's never seen anything right in front of his face.
Yeah, his eyes are pretty far apart.
Kind of pointed in opposite directions.
Yeah, so you could startle him if you walked
look at him
right
low.
In front
he's
of him.
He's a mess.
Was he Cavalier King Charles, you
yes.
said his name?
He is.
He just has a cavalier attitude.
He does have also kind of a regalness about him.
Yeah.
For how goofy he looks.
Right. But like one of those
court jester.
Or just like, one of those like a baron who like has gout.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like they're like the rich, like when it really was a rich man's disease from not doing anything.
Well, because
yeah, he's like the royals, second or third. He's not going to be king. So yeah, he's like, nah.
He's like, nah.
The royals were all inbred, and he kind of has that like vibe to him, you know.
His eyes are bulging.
Is he purebred? Because aren't a lot of purebred dogs on the inbreed sometimes?
I think he is, yeah.
Well, look, we'll do a DNA test and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Well, Billy Wayne, we're going to get to know you even better than we already do. But first, we're going to tell our listeners what we're going to be talking about today. Unfortunately, we are going to be talking about what Nintendo character the president's dick looks like. Off the top, we're going to be talking about the...
No one flinched at what you just said.
I know. Everyone's just like, yeah.
Everyone's like, yep.
Uh-huh. 2018, y'all.
That's where we are. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the responses to the Kavanaugh allegations and how the right is responding to this whole story, because Drudge doesn't really seem to want to talk about it.
Why?
I don't know. We're going to talk about the Emmys real quick. We're going to talk Elon Musk and who he is going to the moon with. We're going to talk about Sean Penn's thoughts on the Me Too movement for some reason. But first, Billy
I bet
Wayne.
It's not a great take.
Oh, it's amazing. It's what one of the more thoughtful.
Did he fix it?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He got to the bottom
of it. He thought
he
did.
Of course. What is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I heard someone casually talk about installing a pool, so I immediately thought the way they said it was like, I don't think they understand what they're saying.
Because they're installing a pool?
Yeah, they're like, well, yeah, we'll just put a pool in the back. And they're like, it's not that much. It's not that big of a process. And I was just like,
I didn't say
anything in the moment. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, I know that I don't know enough.
Right.
To truly say, but what you said doesn't sound right. And the way you're saying it seems like you're going to have a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like I said, so I immediately, when I got back home, that's what I looked up is how much it costs to install a pool in the process.
It's like 50 grand, right? 40 grand?
It's not that much. Yeah. The LA, they say you're going to look around at least 21 to 25.
Okay.
Whew.
And then, you know, it goes up from like crazy amounts.
We had to think about the pump infrastructure,
and water features.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all that stuff. So it was like fascinating to.
Well, was that someone with a lot of disposable income then? Or were they thinking like it's a $5,000 affair?
I think that's what they, because that's
like dig a hole and cement it and boom.
Yeah. Because the way they said it, I was like, and it was also like, I don't feel like you have that much money to gradually.
That'll be no big deal.
Right.
Yeah. We'll just throw a pool in.
Yeah.
They might have been thinking above ground.
Yeah, because there's so many pools in LA. I know what they were thinking. We're like, it can't be like, they're everywhere.
They were built in a time when that was 50 or 70, 60 years ago when they were just like, yeah, put a pool there.
Yeah, right. If you get a house, you get a pool because there's not a lot of space.
Right.
TV costs $100,000. Yep. Right. We're,
yes.
We're on the same
page.
This
is what we spend our money on.
And that's what the Trump tax cuts were all got us too. You know, the $5,000, you could remodel your kitchen or whatever the fuck Gary Cohn said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said remodel your kitchen. With the $5,000, do you have any idea how much money those motherfuckers will charge you?
No, because they're like, I would not
anything.
That's going to be the error. That $5,000 is going to be the error in what he estimated.
Right,
it be.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, we went over by
$15,000.
Yes.
You got a waterfall.
What is something you think is overrated?
Discourse.
Discourse.
No, I'm just kidding. I think winning an argument is overrated.
Okay.
Because
very mature.
Because you, and it's not fun. But I do think winning, no one truly wins when you try to win.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because usually it's two people that already are engaged with each other, have some kind of relationship.
Right.
So when you start arguing and you want to win it, that's basically saying, like, I want them to feel bad and know, and then this will affect our relationship forever. You know, it's a power move more than
anything. Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, because someone will eventually be rhetorically vanquished.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then they're going to have to be like, ugh.
And the truth of the matter is no one truly wins an argument because of perspective.
Right.
Because everyone's perspective of what's fair is different and what's wrong is different and what's right. So.
You know what's a bigger power move? Letting them the other person win.
Oh, I do it all the time.
And then being like, oh, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, gaslighting you.
I don't think you're right.
Yeah, and just passive aggressively like leave evidence
you won.
That they were wrong in various places. Just leave it up on your computer.
Do you even need to know? Yeah, that's the thing too. Is like, why do I need to win this argument?
Right,
exactly. I know I'm right, and this is wasting everyone's time.
Right, it's just
time.
Like I just need this person. I need this person to know that I know the truth. It's like that's just for your ego, really.
And without it, it's all for your ego because they're never going to be like, oh, you're completely right. I'm less of a person than you now.
Right. Thank you. That's what my ego wanted to hear.
Yes, you're exactly. Like, thank you. Now I can go on about my day. I'm the best.
Yeah, that happened. I remember, especially too, when I was engaging more with like people on the right in the Tea Party era when I was working in politics, when like you would just, there's a part of me who's like, I need to dismantle this fucking person.
Right.
And then I was also kind of like, A, I already know that this is not going to work, but also I just have to feel like, too, I have to respect that this person is just in the place that this person is. And like, I can't take it on myself to be the person who's going to be like, let me bring you over to this side so you can understand it. And you just kind of have to, I had to, it was a lot of banging my head against the wall until I sort of like learned that lesson too, especially when things that were like the stakes seemed higher, like with what I was discussing. And then now I just get an argument with me. I'll just roll over every time.
Well, it's depends on what you're arguing about.
Right.
Like, and sometimes I enjoy arguing, like the process of it.
The repartee.
Well, like introducing new ideas to like.
Right.
Well,
Then,
like sometimes if you can do it without emotions, which is impossible, but if you can quell those emotions, it is very interesting and you do learn a lot about each other through doing that. So there's nothing wrong with it. But trying to win.
Yeah. The
is
winning part.
Silly.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Like unless you're in a, like a debate club or something like that. That's fascinating to me. Like how debate and you're like, well. You're like, well, who truly wins? And you're like, when you watch those things, no one wins. You're just judging on technique.
Right.
Right. How fast you can fit a paragraph.
Do you remember who the best debaters were in your high school?
No.
That my mind, they were all the stoners.
Oh, really?
It was wild, yeah. Like, they're always secret, like, yo, that dude gets fucking high after school.
Because then he can think about different perspectives.
Right.
That's why you're good at debating.
He can speak so fast in 2 minutes.
I feel like people need to believe that it's their decision to accept a fact or to change their mind. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like anytime you are winning in any satisfying way, it's basically some version of you like moving someone's perspective or believing you are. So like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. You just need to sort of say your piece and then cut bait if they're not coming along for the ride.
Well, like I do this in my act now. You should check me out live. I'm really great.
Go to heaven, right? If you go to your show,
that
guarantee
is
still on.
I'm still touring on that.
Right.
Yes, okay. If you come to my show, it's usually around $10. You will get into heaven when you die.
Many,
guaranteed.
Multiple orgasms.
Yes. Yes. I can't guarantee the orgasm part, but I've heard heaven's great.
Well, not at the show, but at some point.
Not at
your
the
life.
Show. No, absolutely not. I do not guarantee anyone will come at the show. But when you die, you will go to heaven, and if you don't, come see me, and I'll give you your money.
That's fantastic.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
But
guarantee.
What were you saying? That
is,
you do on the show?
Well, it's like the people that think they can shock electrically the gay out of someone.
Uh-huh.
Right there, when you say that, you're like, well, we're done having a conversation.
Right, right.
Because I can't.
Right.
Where you're coming from, I can't ever get to.
Right, right. We're on different planets.
Yeah, yes. So we can't have this conversation because it's scientifically not true, and there's facts and proof about that. But you'd be like, nah, I think it can happen. You're like, well, we're done.
See ya.
So, okay.
Scientists have a liberal gay agenda. What is something that you think is underrated?
Subtly sneaked in.
What is underrated?
Yeah.
God damn it. You know what? Football, if I'm being.
Woo!
It sucks. It sucks that I have to say, but I was watching it this weekend, and I just said to my fiance / baby mama.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't,
I didn't realize if we said it, if we were recording with the earphones on when I told you.
I wasn't even listening. What?
It's out.
And wow. Yeah,
but it's not the first time I've
not
had
the
one.
Baby.
So people
the
are like, why aren't you excited?
Out.
I'm like, I'm very excited, but I also know what is coming.
Right.
You're in the preparation
you have
phase.
A child.
So, yes,
you have a
I
son.
Am on no sugar and doing hot yoga every morning. That's not a joke.
Because just like preparing your body?
Yes. Yeah. I really, yeah, wow. Because touring's harder than it used to be because I'm a little older, so I have right. to get in better shape. And then, yeah, I know what's coming. So
when
I
you're on
be,
tour, what are you riding a bike from venue to venue?
No, but just traveling, man. Like,
it's really Jesus. Starts to wear you down.
Well, like being on an airplane twice a week is tough
mm-hmm.
because you literally traveling, you know, 400, 500 right, right, miles right. an hour, and then you're in different time zones at different times, and your sleep schedule is
yeah,
different,
okay.
and then your adrenaline's up for no reason at 8 o'clock. And
has anyone ever
down,
studied
you know?
Why air travel is so fucking exhausting? Because it just is like something.
It's
because
your body's traveling. It's like when you're when you drive to San Francisco. Why after 6 hours? You're tired and you
right.
just sat there. It's because your body's actually moving 80 miles an hour the whole time, huh. even though you don't feel like it. I've looked into it. Yes,
really?
Because it was that thing of like, why am I getting so tired?
Yeah.
And it's because you don't realize you're doing stuff. And
also dehydration, they say, at higher
yes.
elevations.
Yeah. And the, also just the fucking
the
sound.
Farting.
The,
oh. What?
Yeah. No, that too.
Yo, definitely. I fart so much on the plane.
It's crazy.
Do you fart a lot on the plane?
Yeah.
No, my what? Diet's all right now.
Have you ever like
sometimes
taken
though,
a,
I'll fart a lot.
Like a half empty water bottle on with you and it just like crushes
oh, that's,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then expands and like or you take the top off and it's like
yeah.
All the gas comes out. That's like what happens inside of me every time I'm on a plane.
Oh
and
my
it
God.
Is a fucking nightmare.
You know what, but I feel safe because I know it's pure gas and it won't smell. So I indulge the farting.
Well, there's
my-
also something
smell.
About the
maybe it does.
It does smell,
but you
that
can't
is a
weird
the flight
that
attendant
is,
also comes up
you
to
you. Just
me.
Did the gay
sir
shocking thing of fucking farts.
Nah, you
it
can't smell,
smell
my farts.
Nah,
no,
these
it's in an airplane.
Stealth.
You can't smell farts.
They're stealth.
Like, that's
they're
doesn't.
Stealth. No, I mean like I have. They have gas, but they have more like a poo preview type fart.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, this I is, know what you're talking about.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? This isn't a trailer to a film.
Yeah.
Right.
This,
right.
Is, this is like a one-off sketch.
It's just like a release of tension where it's like,
yeah.
Hey, we need to do something about this.
Flight attendants crop dust us if we're rude to them on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I've been crop dusted by every person on air. I mean,
yeah.
That's why I don't sit in the aisle.
Speaking of children, traveling with them, not great. Underratedly bad thing.
I mean, and people get mad at the parents,
yeah.
you know, because like, shut the baby up. And you're just like, I travel all the time, so I should be really annoyed. But it's, I also have a kid, so it's like,
yeah.
it's not easy. And it's
yeah.
the best way to get them from here to the other place.
Right.
And it's,
yeah.
most of them are good. My son, he's 9 now, and he's always been really good at traveling.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
it's been
oh,
a blessing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Even at 2?
Yeah. I took him at like
Jack's
9
just
months.
Trying to find a hole. What do you mean? Like,
I took him
months?
At 9 months and he was like, great.
Yeah.
He was flying the plane?
Yeah. Yeah. I fell
good
asleep.
He was, yeah.
And he had crawled up and he slit one of the pilot's throats
and went, shh.
I overlooked some of his behavior.
I'm the captain.
Because I was like, hey, the murder was bad, but you do know how
yeah.
to fly this plane.
That landing was feather touch. That,
what's impressive?
What kind of football is underrated, though?
Oh, yeah.
We digress. So I just think that, okay, that's what I was saying to her. Was like, I was like, I love the game.
Yes.
I love it. It's fun to watch. It's fascinating. It's an interesting game. It's exciting. There are glaring problems that I just wish we would address and fix.
Right.
Right.
Because it is like, people are like, you got to ban it and boycott. I'm like, I can't. I like watching it in the fall. I've done it since I was born. My dad's a football coach. I didn't play in college because I recognized it was dangerous.
Right.
But I played and enjoyed it. So, but that's my thing is like, if they would just come out and say, hey, if you play this professionally, there's a huge chance your brain's going to get fucked up.
Right.
Right.
But you're going to get paid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So can you sign this thing? It's like
right.
when you go up in one of those giant things where it swings you in like Myrtle Beach.
Right.
You have to sign your
the
name
bungee thing.
On that thing and be like, which is even dumber because you're paying them and signing a thing.
Right.
So, but you still have to, so it's just like, so I have a hard time with that. I mean, I think they should just come out because they're worried about back pay of all these motherfuckers.
Right, right.
Which is like, it's like the VA. They should take care of them. That should
yes.
be a system.
Yeah,
they're
you all
making,
made all that money off their bodies.
So
crazy amounts of money.
Yeah. But the owners are you know, extremely wealthy
modern day plantation owners.
Modern day plantation owners, and
the
those
metaphor fits.
They're
too
among
well.
The least generous people in the universe. So, what you were watching NFL football
game,
this weekend?
I was watching both of them. I like watching college football because it's more fun.
Right.
It's sadder because none of them are getting paid. Some of them are getting paid.
Thank you. Shout out to the boosters.
I mean, yeah, all of them. I mean, I went on a tiger walk in high school at Auburn, and we weren't allowed to shake people's hands.
Because
people were sliding the money.
Oh, like for sure they would, or there was a chance that they would? It's like if you get your hand shook, it's because it's money.
Well, there was definitely a certain part of the walk where we were for sure. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, because then there's fans, there's little kids like slapping your hand, but then there's a certain part where you're just like, you could tell fancy people, and then our little tigerette was like, hey, do not shake anyone's hand right through here, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, I'm for sure not coming here. Why can't I?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Just let me shake some hands. Right. And get, like,
a guy just has a briefcase like taped to his hand. He's like, nice to meet you, sir.
It
like,
was
whole
that
fucking briefcase.
Glad, and they think they're helping the, you know, it's like people they don't even know through the, you know, it's just like Yahoo's from Alabama being like, I slipped him a 50 because we need a punter or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they're getting money all over the place.
Yeah. What's a myth? What is something that most people think is true that you know to be false?
Oh, that I heard a friend of mine say that he was like, that's why I like sports, is it's the best always come out on top. The best come out. And I was like, no, that is not true at all. And he's like, it's not political once they're out on the field. I was like, that's not true at all either.
How do you think those teams are formed?
Everything is political.
And they're like, well, no, it's the best athletes get on the team. And I was like, no, dude, I've played at a pretty high level in certain sports. And it's like, yeah, to get to a certain level, yeah, it is, you have to be a certain amount of athlete. But after that, it's mostly politics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Yeah.
That's what I think is a myth that, like, especially when money's involved, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's all done after that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the president's day.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock Clock Technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back! And this morning, we were excited. We thought a new Mario Kart game was out when we checked Google Trends, Twitter.
Mario Kart, oh.
Mario Kart's Toadstool? Trending. Hell yeah.
Toadstool, that would be a reboot.
Uh-huh.
Or well, with Twitch, yeah, like, Mario Kart's hot right now.
Yeah, no, so for sure.
Yeah, and then we clicked it,
and it turns out...
What was it?
It is because Stormy Daniels, in her upcoming book... Describe the president's penis as being like that one character in Mario Kart.
Yeah, she, well, the whole thing.
Yoshi, weirdly. It's green and no.
She describes Trump's penis as, quote, smaller than average.
But not freakishly small.
Smaller than your average Papa Twist cabbage. and then she put, quote, he knows he has an unusual penis. It has a huge mushroom head, like a toadstool. I lay there annoyed that I was getting fucked by a guy with Yeti pubes and a dick like the mushroom character in Mario Kart.
Wow.
It may have been the least impressive sex I'd ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion. God, Stormy is, Yeti pubes is my favorite thing. Right,
he knows he has an unusual penis could be the explanation, the behind the music for every billionaire out
right.
there.
Yeah. Like, he knows.
Yeah, he gets that he has a weird dick. Almost definitely.
And also for
not
you to
what you want said
for
about
you to
it.
Say that right. he would have to acknowledge the I weird mean, dick
right.
because she knows if she's saying oh he knows
right
he's like okay
that
look.
He like took it out and was like hey, yeah
okay. yes I think that's the part of the conversation you don't want like you don't want to be in the conversation or a conversation being had about you where someone says. He knows he has a weird penis.
Right.
Like, just that, you're just like, this is worse than the weird penis I have right now, I'll be right. honest.
Yeah.
Check out my porcini.
But it also explains more so why he pays for so much sex.
Right.
That explains it to me, because I was always curious, because he's so cocky and arrogant about how... He looks good, and he, like, when he was younger, he was, like, a good-looking dude,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, an athletic-looking, so the amount of sex he paid for, that always, I was always curious, like, that doesn't go together, because that's
yeah.
such a thing that's connected to people like that, to dudes like that, is that I don't have to fucking pay for it, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But now it's like, if you always had a weird mushroom dick, and you were also very egotistical, yeah, you'd be like, hey, don't tell anyone about the thing.
Right.
Right.
The what?
The what?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a exactly. good one. You're
plus, you can only
one.
Fuck so many of your friends' wives. I mean,
right.
come on. Ugh. Like that trick where you trap them.
Well, you can only come on to
were...
them like a bitch so many
right,
times
exactly.
before people call you a
what
bitch.
What do you think is Yeti pubes?
So, I've been thinking about this all day.
all night.
I just
all day.
I think it must be that he is ungroomed and also
graying.
Yeah, graying, and that there are like some twigs and leaves caught in there. Just he just drags them
lost
through
climbers.
The bush.
And there's like ice on there too.
It's frostbitten
ice, like a climber's beard.
Right, like a climber's beard. So
it looks like his pubes live north of the wall.
Right.
Why is it so cold down here?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just go down there and your breath starts like being
yeah.
appearing.
There's a Nepalese man down there. Right. He's like, don't come in here. Turn back.
Wonket? Was it Wonket?
It was a Wonket, yeah.
They were like, we don't know exactly what Yeti pubes means, but this is a picture of Trump's mother's hair.
No, okay.
And It's amazing.
Her hair, Mary Trump's hair, like, is
absurd, like memorably absurd hair runs in the family.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, we have weird hair.
It is the answer to the question, like, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then you see an interview with his parents, you're like, oh, okay, I see.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what her hairstyle is either. Like,
yo,
that's a wild comb over bouffant.
It's
something.
The emperor has no clothes kind of shit,
yeah,
is what that is.
Yeah.
I don't care for Donald.
And I think, can I just say that's what Gucci and Versace's doing right now?
What's
it's
that?
Just like all their style is some emperors have the emperor.
They're
has,
fucking with people. You
it's
think?
Just it, some of it is so over the top and silly and looks insane.
Were you just, like, oh, you were just at New York Fashion Week, right?
I was not there. They don't invite me
anymore. Not
me anymore
takes.
Because I'm like, what is this?
Is anyone else seeing this?
Fuck out of here.
And I can't stop giggling at anyone taking fashion as serious as some of those people take fashion.
So fashion.
Where you're like, they're clothes. Serious. They cover up our private parts. Is mostly what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think some fashion is interesting, like from an aesthetic point of view.
I know.
We're making jokes, but of course, we live in the culture where people go,
he's too myopic with his understanding of fashion.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like I'm making a joke for comedic purposes. But fashion is silly.
Yeah. Well, I think at that level, when you're like, people are like, I was brought to tears. Like, buy a
jacket.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
by like, that kind of taking it to.
Yeah, fashion's cool. I'm not knocking it, but you know.
But I think that's the funniest version of taking things to. Like, anybody that takes anything too serious is funny. It's funny, but when it's about clothes to me, I don't know why that's the funny. That's
like
why
inanimate objects.
It's like,
but I
the
guess
lines
art
and,
too. You know, if you look
without
at it, art,
oh, that's funny too because people can
art.
Be over the
oh,
top.
Oh, you used to see, man. I remember as a kid, just because my dad being an artist, the people I'd be around, I was like, yo, what? This woman was like crying. This dude was crying over like a fucking sculpture or something.
Yeah,
I didn't
get
it as a kid, but I get it. You know, you're moved. People are moved by different ways.
No.
I was moved by a fucking. Commercial the other day, so who the fuck am I?
It is, yes. Oh, and man. I was explaining to somebody the other day because they're like, I was talking about some commercial directors, and my friend was like, why do you care about that? And I'm like, because those are going to be the dudes that,
right?
And
right.
what those dudes can do in 30 seconds, all the emotions they can make you feel in 30 seconds, that's crazy.
Yes,
the Nike ads are.
Oh,
well, the one, the Mexico one with the women,
the Mexico Nike ad with the women,
when she comes out of the
running
horse
through the streets.
I was like, yo,
it has
go.
The best final shot of any ad.
I was
ever.
Like, y'all go do it.
we'll link that in the footnotes.
Any of those athletic commercials that, like, if they're that good that by the end you're like, I think I'm gonna go hit somebody.
Oh my god, I cried to the PlayStation commercial. It was like they call it Second Life, where like I have or like another life where people are like. They all kinds of different people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When I play video games, like, I command armies. I'm like, yeah, man, and this dude is, like, disabled, man. I see, like, the power of video games. Shit, man. You live in another world. Anyway, so Trump's dick looks like a mushroom.
Trump's dick?
Moving
looks
on.
Like a mushroom.
Yeah.
I love that, by the way. The only person who's ever convinced me that fashion matters is Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. That speech she gives where she's like, you think that blue is, like, unimportant, but, and then she explains, like, how the color blue that someone's wearing like trickles down through like all these different fashion seasons and shit. It's a great speech. People go YouTube it. Let's talk about the Kavanaugh allegations because there are just some wild takes coming from the right. Laura Ingraham is so on her radio show. Well, it was on her radio show, she just took a bunch of calls from people that they were sexual abuse victims and that because they were sexual abuse victims, they could tell that Christine Blasey Ford was making up her allegation to get attention.
Yeah, and it was just a very disgusting way to try and discredit this woman by using these other women's trauma. So she put a super cut together and be like, well, listen to people who have actually been victims of abuse and how they talk.
Listen
about
to
it.
The people we believe.
Right,
exactly. So this is Laura Ingraham being so fucking classy.
There were a number of women who called into my radio show today, Juanita, who had actually been victims of rape and other sexual assault. This is a montage of what some of them said.
When I was 19, I was sexually abused. I know I've never forgotten the situation. And I cannot believe that this woman suddenly remembered now.
I was raped 40 years ago, and I'm absolutely furious. And I know that this is a last-minute ploy again, by the left.
Having background myself of being a rape victim, you do not go about this the way this is coming out. This is for attention. And that does a horrible service to people that have actually had everything taken from them. I used to be a Democratic. I will never vote Democratic again.
She used to be a Democratic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how you can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how Democrats refer to themselves.
It is a weird thing to immediately be like, this woman who's saying this, this has happened to me, and the way she's going about this is purely about the left.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird leap.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing the right does all the time, too. And then if the issue is racism, then they have people of color come out and be like, well, this isn't racist.
Right.
And I'm black.
Right.
So you should trust what I say. Like, you know, mm-hmm. use whatever the group in question is, and then find people who are aligned with that thinking to discredit someone who has a divergent idea of how life works.
Well, and it's always, to me, it's not a real conversation. It's like
right.
when it's clearly you're not being honest about your position if you have to go get this person to qualify what you're saying.
Right, right.
That's that you're not being honest about why you're doing what
yeah,
you're doing.
You're just trying to collect sound bites.
That's the whole problem. My problem with the right in general, and I'm like I say this every time, I'm somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't really lean left. I mean, I do when it comes to progressive issues, but I thought we had that worked out that all people were people, but we didn't.
So it turns out
I do lean to the left now.
Right.
Because that sentiment has somehow is a left thing.
It's a left thing that all human beings are the same.
Right.
And I'm not saying like, oh, that we can all dunk a basketball.
Right,
what
right,
I'm
right,
saying
right.
is, like, we all have the same rights.
Yeah, and we right. should have dignity. We can lead dignified lives.
Yes.
And be treated with dignity and respect, yeah.
Yes, and then, but I think that this whole fucking argument about the left had to bring it to this. Because
right.
the way the right was playing the game, if for no less, for lack of a better term, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This whole right and left getting power. Is a game. They're playing a game with these rules. And the right were breaking and playing real shady and loose with the fucking rules about what
right.
they're presenting. So the left had to come in and be like,
right.
fucking raped a girl when he was 17. All
right. Right. Or attempted to, right?
Yeah, or
right.
whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now that's the left doesn't want to play this card. But that's
yeah.
all they've been given.
Well, because they were like, you know, we could also get him on the stuff. It seemed like he was committing perjury.
And all this other stuff, but we're
not
allowed to do
sticking?
That. Or you haven't given us any of his documents. You've
right.
hidden all this stuff that we're not allowed to talk about now. So now we have to destroy this nice doctor's life.
Right.
Yeah, and it's something that she had been wrestling with, you know, since July when she had seen that his name was being floated to be a potential replacement for Justice Kennedy. And that's when she began trying to figure out, like, was really wrestling with the idea, according to like the Washington Post reporter she was talking to, also of knowing like, if I do this, this is going to put me and my family just center stage and be on the receiving end of such insane, insidious shit.
Right.
And lo and behold, yeah, now you have people just at this point now trying to discredit your
strangers
experience.
Calling in being like, hey, this happened to me and she's lying.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what?
Yep.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah. No, it is. And that's odd because if you are a victim of abuse, why would you perpetrate that sort of same thing that keeps women from wanting to come up like, oh, this is for attention? Like, that's a very odd argument
yeah.
to deploy against somebody who is clearly not doing this for the attention, just feels that this person is in the ascendancy and could reach a place that is not good for, you know.
Well, it's also funny that Laura Ingraham is like, I mean— people that don't have their minds made up about the left and right aren't listening to Laura Ingraham's program.
Right,
right, right.
So
yeah,
those people
right.
calling in aren't going to be
yeah.
like, no, she's telling the truth.
That's why it doesn't surprise me that, you know, they identify with the right more than they identify with a fellow victim.
Did she provoke the calls? Like, did she ask the calls?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that to me also isn't something that a montage of people just decided to call
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
And
that'd
be
not...
odd. We'd be like, hi, if you're a victim of sexual abuse, please call in to tell us why we shouldn't believe this person.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, what?
Yeah. It's like there's some questions there.
There was also a Kavanaugh spokesperson who was on CNN who kind of raised the question of whether it is attempted rape, as she seems to think it was, or rough horseplay that is, you know, that we don't really even need to go into it. The CNN anchor was like, wait, I don't think anyone was saying rough horseplay here. But, you know, it was, I don't know. That seems to be, like, they're making multiple arguments. One, it didn't happen. I know for a fact it didn't happen.
Right.
That's Brett Kavanaugh's argument. And then there's the other people who are like, it happened 36 years ago.
He was a drunk teen.
He was drunk, and she's probably misremembering it. And, you know,
right.
It's just like a lot of different arguments, which is...
Yeah, one acknowledges that it probably did happen, but it's like, well, even but if it did, it's because he was 17 and drunk or whatever.
Right.
And they're and like, well, that shouldn't disqualify him.
It is weird that he's their guy. He's their moral dude.
Right.
That you can't kill babies and you can't, you know, like that he's that dude that's going to come in allegedly. And then the same people that need him to come in and be the moral crusader are like, hey, he was drunk.
Right. Hey,
what are you? Oh.
Well, because in the end,
it's weird.
It's, well, because it's not really about the
morality.
No, I know.
But that's
yeah, I know. But
I'm
yeah,
making.
Exactly. Yeah. But the charade is all about trying to project it's this when really they
theatrics.
Don't give a fuck. They need to get this person who is going to favor on the side with corporations to deregulate shit and crush unions or whatever. And it's like, okay, maybe he fucked around, but that's not the point. We just need this other conservative vote in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, we need these crazies to have our back.
Yeah.
And I mean crazies, and I'm sorry if you think that I'm being a dick, but if you're so fucking crazy about abortion that that's the only thing you vote on, you're crazy. That's a you are crazy. You are not a sane person because it doesn't make sense because you're usually pro-death penalty. So that negates me ever talking to you in a logical fucking way.
Yeah.
Chloe Angel tweeted, she was drunk. This rape is her fault. And then he was drunk. This rape isn't his fault. And I feel like that definitely sums up the two sides of that. So clearly this is such a big story. This is going to be the headline on Drudge, which is like the main, like we talked about before, it has more traffic than the New York Times. So it is sort of the main thoroughfare for all people to the right, like media consumption. And the headline today is that the Emmys ratings hit an all-time low. This is something he loves to focus on, ratings dropping on anything.
Liberal award shows.
Yeah, liberal award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, the NFL, which is now like a liberal event somehow.
Well, that's because the kneeling, see what happens, was I think that's the connection they're trying to make.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He just wants to destroy the NFL because they wouldn't let him be a part of their club.
Right.
That's the whole reason.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole reason.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what they're focusing on. And I guess the Emmys did happen. So we can briefly.
I wonder, though, if Drudge, right, I think even we've seen from time to time there are some things that are so bad, even on Drudge, they can't deny how bad the optics are, like when Manafort is pleading out or is found guilty or whatever.
The headline was like, this isn't good.
Yeah, it was like, uh-oh, you're fucked kind of thing.
Trump hell week.
And I think even for
hour.
Drudge, they're like, they know, even for Drudge, it's like that's kind of an indefensible position to try and come out and be like, well, he was 17.
Right.
I think even seems like a bit too much for, I don't know, it's odd that they just kind of buried it lower and lower.
Yeah, it's still
even in there,
still out there. It's just three different headlines that are all, you know, different takes on she is going to testify or maybe she won't. And, you know, here's something that casts it in a favorable light to Kavanaugh. But, yeah, I mean, another thing is that this whole story that, like, ratings drop lower and lower is just like that happens on every event in every channel for the most part. Like there's just a downward trend because there's more and more shit on TV. More and more of it is on streaming platforms. So like all ratings are going lower and lower. Like,
did you watch Emmys?
I did not, but
I saw clips on Twitter and I couldn't get excited about the Emmys. I don't think I've ever been excited about the Emmys.
I get excited about many. The Seahawks.
Hey,
I watched, before I changed it to the Bears and the Seahawks, I turned the TV on, it was on the Emmys, and I saw SNL was on stage, like the whole cast, and Lorne Michaels was accepting the Emmy and somehow framing both Saturday Night Live and NBC as a network as like underdogs who nobody believed in. Nobody said that this network of NBC would ever make it, but here we are. winning this Emmy, and the Emmys are on NBC, so face.
Is that what he was kind of saying? I mean, it was hosted by the SNL dudes.
And there were SNL cast members or former SNL cast members like sprinkled throughout.
Like, yeah, like Bill Hader won.
Bill Hader won.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mulaney won. Former SNL writer John Mulaney. Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen were both like had multiple bits throughout the show. So yeah, it seems like that was just a weird angle for him.
I mean,
him
but
to
that
take.
Is a good example of why it's hard to communicate struggle with people.
Right.
Because to him, he's like, we overcame a lot this year. Yeah. And they're like, you're all multimillionaires.
Yeah. Yeah. He's out here playing Drake Worst Behavior.
And yeah, exactly.
You're motherfucking never loved us. Like,
and you're on a show that's never going to get canceled.
Right.
So you
right,
don't have exactly. to worry about
yes.
that.
Yeah. You are a machine. You yes. are the machine.
Maybe he was talking about when he left SNL for that little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and they said, you know,
30 years.
Motherfuckers never
so
loved us.
Lorne.
I mean, started from the bottom. Now
I'm the executive producer of SNL, of The Tonight Show, of Late Night with Seth.
With everything, basically.
With, I think, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's a producer on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's crushing it.
So
he owns comedy.
Portlandia, he did yes. that.
He produces this podcast,
yeah.
actually. Just
we
all
just
comedy.
Found out. What? And
yeah.
Yep. And we're now one of Lorne
Michaels.
And if any of you think I'm talking negatively of him, you're
no,
wrong.
Absolutely. He's no, a genius.
Demonstrating, he, well, more than anything, demonstrating how much he is not losing.
No, he's not losing. And
there's
if
also,
he said he overcome, I guess he did. I guess he's right.
In the recap that I listened to on NPR this morning, Game of Thrones was also considered an underdog because they won and... And like, Handmaid's Tale
good?
Didn't. Oh. That's what I thought. Like, I did.
I mean, that's like Star Wars people calling themselves nerds,
right? Like nobody.
It's, like,
thought...
it's the most popular movie of all time. You're not a nerd,
right?
But Game of Thrones, like, I guess a bunch of people who were part of big shows were not expected to win and then won. So that was like. People were surprised by that.
Hey, I'm glad. I am glad that Henry Winkler won, though.
Yeah,
he was actually
dope.
Really good. In,
he's
in
so
Barry.
Good in Barry.
And Bill oh Hader too. I was really impressed. I was really shocked when I watched Barry. I was like, "What the fuck is Bill Hader out here like really emoting like a motherfucker?"
Oh, well, I always had a feeling that dude was.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
not that
I
just
way.
Hadn't. I didn't deny his talent, but like when you really see it, it was really like. I was like, "Wow, okay, this dude is really. He might win an Emmy."
Hader was like one of those. One of the. Sketch people that the first time he was on screen on SNL, you're like, who the fuck is this dude? Because he could emote as other human beings,
yes.
you would believe.
Yeah.
Have you seen Skeleton
hard.
Twins?
Yes.
No.
Dude, he's
so
good in
that.
It's
yes. And it's
crazy.
Not great.
No,
it's
not a
great
movie.
Yeah.
But it is really notable for how good his performance
yes.
was. Yes. My impression of Barry at first, I was like, is he like not trying for like the first
right,
episode
right.
then it really was like sort of a very nuanced performance where by the end you were like holy shit
yeah because he was shedding shit even
yeah,
as his character
yeah.
developed mm-hmm. in the season yeah
the
dude who should have won was his Marine buddy who was
his
the wild
buddy.
Dude with the shaved head
also Anthony
know.
Kerrigan the dude who played the bald dude
that dude is
so
that he deserves every
good,
piece
man.
Of metal there is that
yeah.
dude is hilarious he's like oh you're still mad at me buddy
yeah,
that kind of
so
disposition is
great.
Weird yeah it's great
Black Mirror actually won which I had never seen the dude who like created Black Mirror Charlie Britton guy Booker and
Charlie Britton guy.
He's gonna write an episode about that.
Yeah. Miles, about podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting
yeah,
your
like,
name wrong and what happens.
Like a podcast, yeah, like got in your brain and like you went like fucking crazy or something. Yeah, all right, yeah. Print it.
Print it.
Like what if a mirror, yeah, stopped working and it just went black.
I think it'll be good if we get the most talented actors on the planet to do it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes.
People are like, isn't
that
show
helps.
Good? And you're like, yes. I mean, the budget seems to help.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good, though.
It's like seeing a simple sketch on paper where you're like, this isn't that funny. And then, like...
You're like, let me turn it up with the best talent.
Yeah, moderate actors are like, it's all right. It's uh-huh. Yeah, I was right. It's fine. And then, like, talent come on, you're like... This is the funniest sketch I've ever seen.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and it is worth mentioning, I kind of glossed over it because it's just one of the Drudge headlines, but there is still uncertainty about whether Dr. Blasey Ford is going to actually testify on Monday and make it, like, not like she might not be able to make it, but there are questions about whether lawyers will be present, whether her lawyer should speak for her, right. Just because it is a very... I mean, it is one of the most precarious positions a human being can be in, to be like at the center of this political debate with the entire world, or at least all of America, just like looking at every micro gesture, like trying to determine if you're like a trustworthy
individual.
Somewhere
Anita Hill just went, thank you.
Yes, exactly. Actually, Anita Hill wrote an op-ed today suggesting that the senators should get training before they ask questions and or cede their time to people who are experts at examining this sort of thing.
I would say that probably a lot of the senators need training in how email works.
In general.
If we're just being honest right. about what they need training in.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, they don't even under, like, from what I've heard, is like, there's a large group of senators who are so fucking old and have been there for so long, they don't understand a lot of technology.
Oh, no.
And how people communicate now.
Yeah.
So, think about that, and then they're gonna ask a lady about sex.
Right.
Ma'am, if you knew your vagina was in your pants, why did you enter
the office
of a man with a penis?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, like, you could even tell when, I think it was maybe Chuck Grassley, like, patted himself on the back because he said some of the Kavanaugh documents were available as a PDF. And it was like, they're there as a PDF. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
you
wanna, no.
Yeah, let's have a parade now.
So Elon Musk, I guess
good transition.
Thank you. I've been working on it. Elon Musk has a trip planned to the moon.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
We found out, you know, like they finally booked like the first private trip to the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To land upon the moon.
Okay.
And do it like not since the Apollo missions. So,
you know, I thought they were just going to circle it and then come back.
I think that's
the
first
one. Yeah,
they're not landing.
No. But they want to see the moon. You know, they're up close and personal.
Right.
I mean, that's cool.
And then so yesterday, or on, what was it, Monday? I think we found out who this person was. And it's this Japanese billionaire, Yusaku Maezawa. My voice cracks. He's the 18th richest man. And he's basically going to go, like, up with a bunch of artists. He's, like, a huge art collector. Like, he bought, like, he has, like, Picassos and, like, Basquiats and stuff. Like, he loves art.
He's fun.
Yeah. So he's bringing 8 artists to the journey.
He's going
to
kill 8 artists.
And they say they're going to see the moon up close and the earth in full view and create work to reflect their experience. So it's like, there's like a...
That's a dope thing
says,
to
like,
do with
hey, bro, I'll take
trip.
You. You can see the moon.
Right.
But you got to make me some art.
I mean,
moon art.
Still.
I would say it would be inspired. I would be inspired if I saw the moon up close.
Maybe you could be one of the artists.
I don't want to be. I can say that. Like, I don't. Well, maybe.
Wait, we should have a campaign to get a comedian also on
I
that
would
flight.
Say right. some funny shit there. Be like, hey.
Just making a joke out
oh,
of it.
Oh, so Kubrick got a lot of this wrong. Huh?
Yeah.
Just stuff like that.
There's no wind up here. I think a lot of people were also, you know, talking about how this. You know, there needed to be a little bit of money for SpaceX to kind of begin developing one of their rockets a little bit further. So by having this guy tag along, you know, it helps add a little money
to the coffers.
And I think 2023.
Oh, see, like now my son won't be old enough. Like, they need to be grown and like have their first job or something before I'm like, I'm gonna go see the moon, kids.
Right.
And they're like, nah, you're a dick.
No, you're
like, you know what? Right. Yeah, you're right. I need to raise you first.
It was funny though, they were interviewing, like, it's so funny how things become more and more attainable to non-experts. Like, you know, everything's kind of become easier to access, like if it's art or photography or making music, like there aren't
the
those
democratization
barriers
of art.
And like now we're seeing it with like space though, and it was funny to hear like astronauts be like, yeah, what do you think about this? Like, yeah, I guess, man.
Yeah, great.
I spent my whole fucking life to go there. Like, yeah, everybody can go now.
Sure, I hadn't had carbs in 17 years.
But yeah, they're saying, like, I think people believe that Maezawa is spending between $100 and $2 million to go up there. So between $100 and $200 million. I'm sorry.
Oh,
$100 and $200 million.
$100 million and $200 million.
Anywhere between $100 and $200 million to get him and 8 friends to take a trip around the moon.
But, like, how much is an economy class ticket?
That's what I was going
to
say.
To the moon?
Yeah.
Do you think they're like, it's $100 million? And he was like, you're not trained well. And he's like, how about $200 million?
Okay.
And he's like, okay, yeah.
He's like, you want to bring 8 friends?
Yeah, that's, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's, yeah. Also, shouldn't there be like a checklist of like, you should have done this stuff on the Earth first before we take you to the moon? Like, have you been to the top of Everest?
Right.
No? Then you need to go do that before we take you to the moon.
One, two, skip a few, 99, I'm on the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. I think you should go like, hey, have you walked the whole Appalachian Trail?
Ooh, shit.
Well, like, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of hilarious
that have done it.
Oh, really?
I'm sure there's going to be a hilarious process wherein they have to train all these like artists,
fragile
artists.
It's a comedy
to, like,
waiting to be written.
Space, and they're just like,
I feel like
dropping them into the bottom
it's
of
like
the
a
deepest pools in
will
America.
Will there be gluten?
right.
gluten. I can't eat certain paste foods.
I have celiacs. Right. Is that going to be a problem in space? I feel like, again, this could be a Christopher Guest movie, too. It's the tracking the eight eccentric artists and a Japanese billionaire as they go to space.
Remember how we as a planet watched those shoot those eight people up into space and we watched them die? Remember that?
Yeah.
Challenger?
We did do that as a nation.
Right.
And I was a member that day.
Yeah,
because everyone was excited because the school teacher was going.
School teacher.
So they got all the schools involved.
Yep.
And then we learned about death in second grade.
Yeah. I still remember what that plume looked like when it went up.
I remember it was like 2 miles, there's this little tiny factory. They made little parts.
Mm-hmm.
And they made one of the parts that goes on the space shuttle. And that was like a big deal before.
The O-ring?
No, it wasn't that. But that was the thing afterwards. We're like, did that park?
Yeah, shit.
Oh, like in your town they were making that part?
Yeah,
oh,
it was just like this one. And that was like a big deal before the Challenger went up. It was like, one of the parts came from our town, off old Deep Draw Road.
I read a book that did sort of a deep dive into the decision-making process of that. It was this book, The Wisdom of Crowds, that shows like how crowds, like you can use crowds to like guess things really really well and like how market forces work. But then it used that as an example of how not to use crowds. And it was just basically like a couple dudes who were in charge of the whole committee were just like forcing it through. And like when that thing exploded, everybody on that committee knew what went wrong. They were like, yeah, there's a problem. Like we need to delay it. And like there were just people who were just like, nah, we push. We got to hit this deadline. And also, there hadn't been a major disaster. They were just like, no, we're
good.
We're fucking NASA. Yeah. We're crushing
it,
bro.
Gold.
And the guys in Apollo 13 were like, hey,
it
seemed like a disaster to us.
Right.
We didn't get to go.
Yeah. Another brilliant transition. So Sean Penn has thoughts on the Me Too movement, fellas. Came up because in an interview with he and his co-star on an upcoming Hulu series, she said her performance was informed by the Me Too movement, and Sean Penn disagreed. With her version of what her performance was informed by.
I think what she said was bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
I disagree that was your motivation when playing this character. The Me Too movement is designed to divide men and women, was what he said. So cool.
Wow. He says it's too black and white, and it's really, really good to just slow down.
I don't think that's the problem of Me Too, it's too black and white.
No.
I think it's a little muddied is the problem.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, it's so meta, the fucking, like, mansplaining to his co-star, like, what her motivation was in the context of the Me Too. Wow.
He also has some problematic shit with how he behaved in relationships from the 80s also. So,
well, I mean, it's...
Also, he has that video with Kid Rock that
everybody
needs to watch, because that will change how you view Sean Penn for the rest of your life.
You know what changed? Well, there's a lot of things that should change the way you view Sean Penn. If he's not acting, you shouldn't pay attention to what he's doing.
Right.
I feel the same way as Kanye. It's like, he's an incredible music producer.
Right.
When he does that, I will watch him.
Right.
Other things, it's like he's bullshitting with the whole world, and it's funny to me.
Not when he's tweeting like weird ass. She's like, you shouldn't be excited. People can be manipulated. And then you're like, what the fuck?
No, sometimes he lets his toddlers take control of his iPhone, and it's pretty funny.
He sounds like one of those dudes who's like tries to explain to you why they dropped out of college and why that actually made them smarter.
Wait, he is that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he totally is that dude.
That's actually what
he made an album.
Yeah,
very funny, good album.
Wow, that's so, I realized
he's not wrong about
but
that.
But like,
either.
You know, have you...
Broke.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, there are people who are like really arrogant about it, who are like, actually, you know, then I just started reading books and like I realized too, like what were they going to actually teach me?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, like, I just want my pizza.
What do you do? And you're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, I did that, but I became a comedian.
Right.
So I realized, like, oh, they can't teach me how to do this.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I want to do.
I have a question, just to add a segue to nothing, because this is a thing that's been trending recently. Do you guys eat mayo chup?
Do I eat mayo chup? That is a complicated question.
I don't even know what it is.
That is the combination of ketchup and mayonnaise together, which Thousand Island without relish.
Yeah.
I don't dabble. I mean, it's not something I do on the reg, but it's something I've done.
I think it's good on hamburgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Certain fries, it'll mask, like, I know what I used to do it on. Like, you know, back in the day before Dave died, how good Wendy's used to be?
Yes.
Wait, what happened after Dave?
They just changed a lot.
What's
of shit.
AD? Tell me about Wendy's AD.
It's just the quality, the sizes, everything went down.
Really?
Oh, without
you know what's
a doubt.
Funny?
I love Wendy's.
I didn't live close enough
my hands
to a Wendy's. Yeah, you were
like
really
this,
like,
yeah.
Like,
realized,
take
like,
me now.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't really eat Wendy's until AD, the after Dave era, really.
See, I was pre, like, because
there weren't
just
many
better.
Wendy's around me.
See, I think it was like probably the best fast food in our hometown. So okay. My dad was just like, we go to Wendy's because it's good.
Wendy's
good
was
quality.
Like,
and it fell off when Dave died?
Without a doubt it did.
Wow. It was like the In-N-Out of the like late 70s, early 80s. Like it was a localish burger place
right.
That then like came out and people were like, it's got square burgers,
and
man.
They were
it's
never frozen.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
never
the,
frozen.
Yeah,
that
was his
thing.
All the burgers were never frozen, which is like what In-N-Out's thing is too.
Right.
So it's like, but I used to, when I would go to Wendy's, the fries, if you got them right away, were really good. But if not, they would just, and so the mayonnaise thing was a good
A little boost up. Yeah, a little cover. Yeah, well now, you know, just asking because Heinz is really going full court press with his mayo chups.
Yeah, it's trending.
America's real fat, so it'll work.
Yeah.
They love dipping.
It just seems too sweet to me. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
I gave up sugar.
That's right, because you're in your Zen father parental preparation.
Yeah, also because diabetes just runs straight through my fucking family. So
It's
like, I'm better just chill with it or I'll get it. And I like sugar. It's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I can.
What do you miss the most?
Right now, nothing. Because it's like, because your body doesn't truly really need it. But I've made a deal.
Sorry, my dog is
dying.
Slowly dying. He is 12 years old.
Hey, you're not dying. Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
So fucking
it's so fucking good.
I was just talking yesterday, or I think on Friday, how I basically ate a half carton of like birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah.
With the freezer door open, just blasting me in my underwear.
Do you know Henry Zebrowski? Very funny.
Yeah, I know
actor.
Who he is. Don't know him personally.
He and I invited you to it, but you couldn't go because you're in Mexico to the High Times party thing.
Oh, yeah. I was in Mexico.
It ended up not, we walked in, walked out, it wasn't what we thought it was. It wasn't as fun as
High Times party is never what you think it's going to be.
Yeah, we wanted it to be one thing and it was not.
Right.
But we were talking about like, I can't have ice cream in my house or I will just eat whatever's the amount that's in there.
Yeah,
I'll just eat it and it'll be gone. Because it's awesome.
It's weird how much I'll go to places where they're like, I'll get like three scoops or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. By the end, I'm like, that was pretty good. That felt like a good amount of ice cream. You put a fucking carton in front of me, I'm like,
I'm done.
This shit won't stop.
Until it's done and you're like, can we lick it?
I'm like, wait, if I scrape the cardboard enough, will that become ice cream?
Do people know about Graters, the ice cream brand?
No.
Ice cream company? It's from Kentucky. I just realized they also sell it in Ralph's now.
What's it called?
Graters. Graeter apostrophe S.
You know Mayfield's? You know about Mayfield's?
No.
It's an East Tennessee milk, it's a dairy company. Because that's how it used to be before.
Right. It was just like
whatever the local dairy
companies.
Was. Yeah. They're like, now we're into ice cream now too because people seem to like that. And that comes from our cows.
Graters. Okay.
Graters has this. One type is black cherry and chocolate chunk.
Oh,
it is so fucking good, man.
Isn't that kind of like Cherry Garcia, though?
Yeah, it's similar, but
thing?
It's probably been around
a lot of
for
ice
before that.
Stolen
yeah.
from each other.
Right.
Yeah.
There's
and
only
they just
a lot. There's
use so different many. Names. You're like, we'll call this Cherry Garcia.
This is moose chunks. You're like, well, this is elk chunks.
Right.
Graters has been around
moose
for 145
yeah,
years.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I think it was just a local thing when I lived in Kentucky that people around there got
damn and they got the low glycemic jump off too for you if you know got to watch your sugar.
Well, they got the the protein shit that what is it, Halo Top?
Yeah,
it's
what's Halo Top?
It's and I heard about it from a doctor. She was like, she eats it because it's high, it's just high protein, there's not as much sugar or added sugar or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And the calories are lower. It's still it's still fucking ice cream, but
yeah,
it's just
but
it tastes a little different.
They put the calories in big, like that is the biggest writing on the thing. It's like 350 calories. Oh, in
yeah,
this
the number on there,
tub.
Right?
Yeah.
See, then that's when I'm like, I know. Hit me with
what
that.
What kind of chemicals are in this?
Exactly. Yeah. I want to go into diabetic shock by then, like right after.
Well, that's my thing too. Is like if I'm going to do ice cream, why would you?
Yeah, don't.
It's like drinking like Michelob Ultra.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing?
right.
If you're trying to drink beer, man. Right. Like, I like water. That
yeah, but
tastes
I do CrossFit
bad.
Too, man. So.
Right.
And those commercials make it seem like I'll get some pussy.
Right. In athleisure wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In like Lululemon.
Right. Yeah, people are always like, it's like a post workout beer. I'm like,
right.
What?
Yeah. Who are those people? And they're like, oh, they all work for high powered agencies.
Billy Wayne, it's been a pleasure having you as always.
I love this one.
Where can people find you, man?
At Billy Wayne Davis on Twitter and Instagram. I have a fan page on Facebook, if that's your thing. And a Tumblr, which has got all my tour dates on it. Come see me in the Northwest and the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's your...
Just, I'll be in Seattle at the Central Cinema October 4th and Portland... October 7th, that's a Sunday at the Siren Theater, and then Eugene at Lucky's that Friday.
So Eugene, represent.
Bring me a sandwich from Chiba Hut.
And Ooh. Do you have a tweet that you've been enjoying?
Oh, I will just brag about this thing I'm proud of was like, I was replying to somebody about something, and then it was just like a quick thing, and then their reply, like 2 hours later, I read their first reply, and at the end it said 1 of 7. And I just replied, nah, dude, I was done after I read 1 of 7. Have a good day. It's just like, that's crazy. Like, that's like, oh, I mean, I'm not even saying that person's crazy.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, that's not why I'm on Twitter.
One of too many.
Yeah, and, like, the fun part about Twitter is getting your argument down in cutting out all the words you don't need to get your point across. Mm-hmm. That's the funny part
the
about Twitter.
Of words.
And then people are like, 19 of 48.
Okay, why you're wrong. Thread.
Yeah, you got a fun job, I guess.
Miles.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. And there are a couple tweets I like. One, somebody saw on Twitter that I liked his tweet and then just screen grabbed it at me and said, yes, very much like you. But this is a reductress one that I love. It's a woman consoling her friend, another woman. She's clearly distraught. And it says, I'm sorry your pet died. Have you tried CBD oil? So stupid, which is I feel like everyone's pivot into CBD oil. Like, oh, my God, that's so you can't sleep. Have you tried CBD oil? Mm-hmm. Is your back hurt? Do you have CBD oil? And then another one is from Lon Harris at Lons, L-O-N-S. And it's a picture of Eminem, like, you know, with his, like, beard looking all interesting. He's wearing a cap. And it says, Eminem looks like Topher Grace playing Fidel Castro.
It is the most dead-on
it
fucking
is
description.
So dead-on. Yes, I saw that one, too. It was like, that's so funny.
Topher Grace playing.
Because it's that beard, man.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You can follow me.
I love him. I think he's a wonderful rapper. He's one of the best of all time, but... You can't be worth $50 to $100 million and still be that mad, man.
Nope.
You can't.
No.
Yeah. It's just, it's not genuine.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's still just getting used to.
You can talk shit. Like, if he wants to be the roast guy from now on, I think that would be fun.
That seems to be the line he's taken.
But don't be so angry.
He's trying to work himself up.
Yeah.
Just
if you're that
take
angry.
Shots from Mount Olympus. Like,
you can
like,
do something with your money.
Right.
To actual make change. You have that kind of money and power now. So you rapping about it, I just can't.
Shelby Farrow tweeted, my dick looks like Waluigi. Ditch Pony tweeted, family, why would you get tattoos? They're expensive and painful to get, and they are permanent. Also, family, have a baby.
Yes, that's the one. I think that might have been the one I was looking for. That's it. I love that one.
Yeah, that's so good.
Also, family, have a baby.
Yeah. What?
And at Billy Eichner tweeted, I'm going to get divorced at the Tonys. in response to that dude getting
doing the
engaged.
Most up there.
Yeah. That was weird. The guy who got engaged on stage at the Emmys while winning an Emmy for directing the Oscars. He's trying to like do a weird EGOT thing.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna have Grammys at the a Grammy band.
I'm surprised you didn't start crip walking on the stage.
Well, I saw a good tweet about that. It's like it's such a troll for him to do that as someone that directs another award show, because it just sends everybody in such a panic when you pull a move like that. So that's a troll move to all the crew and stuff is what he's doing too. He's like, oh, you think you guys think it's going well? Check this out.
One last trick.
You can follow me at Jack_O'Brien. Again, just wanted to remind you, you can follow us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. You can also find that information in the information about the episode if you just click on the I on whatever app you are listening to this on. Miles, what song are we going to ride out on?
Let's do a track by Puma Blue called Moon Underwater. And it's like a, like you know how I get down, little down-tempo, vibey track. So let's just go along that vibe. This is, you know, vibey. It's Puma Blue, Moon Underwater. And, you know, just enjoy yourself, guys. Have a good day. Have a great rest.
All those words are nice together, too.
Yeah, Puma Blue, Underwater.
Yeah, you're like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, they're going to the moon.
Tranquil.
Let them do their thing. Yeah.
All right, we're going to ride out on that. We'll be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. Talk to you then. Bye.
Took you to the blues. Don't speak, don't explain how you could be this.
the same.
All of your grief. Won't you set these seas aside for me, so I may lay eyes upon my sweet, sweet moon. She's just a teen.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.